Film review, Pokemon Detective Pikachu. Pokemon may be one of the biggest multimedia franchises ever, having featured in video games, card games, comics and cartoons by the lorry load since 1996. The film's young hero is Tim, Justice Smith, a prickly small-town insurance agent who hears that his father, a police detective, has been killed in a car accident. The bereavement requires Tim to wrap things up in some vague way, which means catching the train to Rhyme City, a futuristic megalopolis where humans and their Pokemon pals live together in peace and harmony. As for Tim, he is a Pokephobe, until he meets his new furry yellow Pikachu, a coffee-addicted beastie who looks like a cuddly toy with a lightning bolt-shaped tail. As far as most humans are concerned, Pikachu can't say anything except for a gurgled pika, but to Tim's ears, he has the voice and trademark cynical wisecracks of Ryan Reynolds. He claims that he has lost his memory, but he knows that he used to be Tim's father's partner. And he knows that Tim's father is still alive. Tim reluctantly agrees to investigate with the help of the rookie reporter, / love interest, Catherine Newton, whose pet Pokemon is Erm, a giant duck who sends out psychic shockwaves whenever he has a headache. It would feel a bit like faint praise calling Pokemon Detective Pikachu the best video game movie yet. It is. So perhaps a better endorsement is that it is a surefire blast for Pokemon fans and a film also ready to win over non-fans or newcomers with its hilarious script and genuine warmth.